Congress has its eye on the G Fund again. Some members want to change the way the rate of return is figured. One version of the federal budget in the House estimates savings up to $32 billion to fund other programs, but members of the Employee Thrift Advisory Council are warning those changes could cause people to get out of the TSP altogether. Jessica Clements, legislative director of the National Active and Retired Federal Employees Association, and watching how this is unfolding. Jesse, thanks for coming on the program again, as always. What specifically does Congress want to do to the G Fund, and who wants to do it? Thanks for coming on.
Good morning, Francis. Thanks for having me. So this originally appeared in the House budget earlier this year and was talked about as a pay for the six-year highway bill that almost got through the Senate right before they left for the August recess. And the idea behind it is that the current rate of return on the G Fund, which is the four-year Treasury security, does not match the risk involved. Essentially, it's a safe fund. The annualized return is about 2.25%. So these members of Congress eyeing the prize, that prize being $32 billion in savings, want to change the rate of return to the three-month Treasury security, which would give the G Fund an annualized rate of return at about 0.02%, essentially rendering the G Fund useless.
Yeah, it would be pretty much the same from what I understand as a savings account, as a cash account that folks who are outside the federal government use for their investment portfolios. You're supposed to keep a certain amount in cash at all times. Most financial advisors advise some in the stock market and some in bonds.
Right.
And you can get that mix through the thrift savings plan. But if you turn the G Fund into an all-cash fund where you don't really realize much of a return on it, it strikes me that the TSP's argument is correct, that people just pull their money out and there wouldn't really be a G Fund anymore.
I think they would, and we found in our meetings on the Hill that that tends to be the strongest argument for not doing this. Behavioral changes would lead this to be gimmicky savings. You wouldn't get that $32 billion because, first and foremost, the TSP board has the authority to pull the money that's in the G Fund as part of the L funds out. That's about $21 billion. So immediately they'd invest that $21 billion elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd go on an education campaign, as would we, and probably all the membership associations that formulate the Employee Thrift Advisory Council, advising their members to pull their money out of the G Fund. If you're at a credit union, you're going to get a better rate of return in your savings account than you are in the G Fund.
Yeah, I looked it up before our conversation, and the savings account at my credit union is like 0.68%, or it's some weird fractional number,
right?
Because
not quite 1%, but
right,
you know.
But certainly better than the numbers that are flying around as far as what the G Fund would look like.
0.02%. I mean, it's not even keeping up with inflation. You might as well keep your money under your mattress.
Mm. Who is the Employee Thrift Advisory Council? You are involved in that. NARF is, and who else is?
We are. I believe it's about 13, maybe 15 other organizations that represent large constituencies that are TSP participants. So you have NARF representing the federal retirees, you have your large federal employee unions, you have your management association, the Federal Managers Association, Senior Executives Association, you have some of the postal groups, postal supervisors, and postal unions, and then you also have those who represent military members. About 700,000 veterans or current military personnel are invested in the TSP. You know, that's 700,000 of the 4.7 million participants in the TSP. So this isn't just hurting federal employees. This is hurting our nation's veterans.
You mentioned that you make that argument to staff and members on the Hill that, hey, people will just get out of the G Fund at the TSP. And you said that's the most persuasive argument so far. Is it persuasive? Because if they're hearing the message a little bit, that's still not that great. Do you think that message is making an impression and making a difference?
I think we'll see when we get closer to October 1st if we have been successful in getting that message across. I mean, getting the message across altogether that this is a bad idea. I mean, I could give you a laundry list of reasons why this is a bad idea. It's finding the one that sticks on the Hill. And with some offices, that's been the one that sticks. We have a fiscal year that needs to be funded in, what, 19 days.
Like 18 minutes.
Yeah. And then we have a highway extension that expires at the end of October. And we have this pesky debt limit that's going to need to be raised probably sometime towards the end of November, early December. So we have all these deadlines coming up, everything that's going to need a pay for. So what we're doing is we're trying to educate members of Congress and their staff on why this is a bad idea. So when they're looking for pay fors for the highway bill to increase the debt limit, they're not coming back to this proposal.
Jessica Clement of NARF, and you get to the place that I wanted to go next before I could take you there, and that is the truncated schedule here. That's quite a laundry list of things that you mentioned that Congress has to knock out before they get out of town for October. And on top of that, we have the Pope coming for a couple of days.
Yep.
And I mean, God, I love the Pope. And of course, I think he's the best named Pope in the history of popes. But that's going to take another couple of days out of the congressional schedule. And it strikes me that with all of this stuff to do, the benefit may be they don't have time to think about stuff like the TSP.
I'm not sure I'd go there.
Okay, well, I'm trying.
What I think will actually happen is what happens every year is we'll have a CR, and a continuing resolution, and then that will give them two, maybe three more months to think about the TSP. I mean, it always baffles me because it's not like you don't know when the end of the fiscal year is, right? So it's not like this October 1st deadline just all of a sudden came out of thin air and, oh, my goodness, we now have, what, 9 legislative days left to figure out how to fund government operations. You know, it's at the same point every year. Perhaps my years of lobbying is starting to catch up to me here, but
you would think somebody would set like an Outlook reminder or something.
You would think, right? I mean, I did it for this radio interview. You can't do it for the fiscal year.
Exactly.
But I think what we'll see and what the likely scenario is a CR, perhaps a clean, I know leaders in both chambers want a clean CR. I'm guessing if I were to speculate mid-November, and then that gives them until mid-November to figure out what to do with the rest of the fiscal year, ties it in with the deadline for the debt limit, and probably roll highway in as well. One of the other things that people aren't really talking about when it comes to the G fund calculation is when the U.S. Treasury hits the debt limit, which happened, what, back in May or June?
Yeah, I think so.
They have to use extraordinary measures to continue to pay the bills. Where is the first place they go to get money when they need those extraordinary measures? It's the G fund.
Yeah, and if there's not, okay, I'm tracking with you. If there's not a bunch of money there anymore.
If there's no money, you know, we're running out of extraordinary measures a lot faster.
Boom goes the dynamite. I have a commentary up on federalnewsradio.com right now titled "To Shut Down or Not to Shut Down is the Question," and I was inspired to write it by the article in the Washington Post with the budget experts, starting with Peter Orszag, saying he thinks there's a better than 50% chance of a shutdown. And I'm not as pessimistic as the people that were quoted in that piece, and I put my guess at about 25% chance of a shutdown, which is still a chance, but is not as great as a lot of folks. What's your sense after you walk away from these discussions with people on the Hill? You mentioned a CR, and I think that comports with everything that I've heard from everybody else that's talking to folks on the Hill, that that's where we'll get to eventually. But the question is, do we have that before September 30th or after October 1st? And I wonder where you think that will fall.
I'm with you. I tend to be a little bit more optimistic when it comes to a government shutdown. I mean, the last one was 2 years ago. Does everyone on the Hill have amnesia? This was
right.
A lose-lose for everybody. No one came out a winner in the government shutdown. Why we would be talking about now only 2 years later shutting it down again sends a very clear message to the rest of the world that our government does not know how to govern. I cannot imagine. I mean, now I could be wrong. I certainly didn't think the last one was going to last, what, 16 days?
Yeah, something like that.
But the government shut down 2 years ago over Obamacare. It wasn't over a funding fight. It wasn't how we fund government agencies. It wasn't a deep philosophical conversation about what we want from our government and how we fund it accordingly. It was over Obamacare. And if they shut down the government again in 19 days, it will be because of Planned Parenthood or Iran or a combination of the two. This is not This is not due to funding. The purpose of these deadlines is completely irrelevant when it comes to why certain members of Congress are looking to shut down the government.
Well, at the risk of self-promoting myself too greatly, go to look at the commentary that I put up there and then tell me what you think of it afterwards. Tell me if you think you agree with me.
I've never had an opinion in my life, Francis.
Yeah, right. Yeah, when did that start? Always great to have you on, my friend.
I will certainly take a look. Thank you for having me.